staying with federal politics and turning to the government, which late last year passed national environmental reforms with, of course, the support of the Greens. Some of the changes come into effect today. Joining me now is Murray Watt, the Minister for Environment and Water. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. Good to be with you.
Before we get to your portfolio, on the issue of the Australian families with alleged ties to Islamic State in Syria, the government says it won't be assisting them in any attempts to return home. Should that position also apply to the more than 20 children in this cohort?
That is the government's position. We acknowledge that it is a distressing situation for these children to be in, and it's a distressing situation that they've been placed in as a result of very bad decisions by their parents. We, of course, from a government perspective, you know, focus more than anything on the safety of Australians, and that explains the basis of our decisions that we've made about this group.
Why?
Well, as I say, keeping Australians safe is our overriding priority.
These children are also Australians.
They are. And again, they've been placed in this situation as a result of very bad decisions from their parents. So I do have sympathy for those children, and our government has sympathy for those children. But the decision to put the children in these situations was made by their parents. That's something that we can't change.
Is there any evidence that these children have been radicalised during their time in Syria?
Look, not being the portfolio minister, I don't have that level of information, Sally, and I would imagine that it would be very difficult to determine that given the nature of these camps and the security situation there.
So are these children viewed as a potential risk if they returned home, as a risk to the rest of the Australian public, or is the risk involving if Australian personnel were sent to assist in their repatriation? What's the risk?
Well, again, I haven't been personally briefed about that level of detail, not being the relevant minister, but you know, the position that we take is that we make all decisions about these sorts of returns and other matters relating to national security on the basis of the advice we receive from our agencies. So I would be confident that the minister is receiving advice about these matters, and that's what he'll be basing his decisions on.
We've had comments reported from Sky News from Angus Taylor, the new opposition leader, talking about the environment, saying, I think the starting point is to get that net zero ideology out of the system. It's the mix that's going to get us the solution. What do you think of those remarks?
I think it's another sign that even though there's been a leadership change in the Liberal Party, nothing has actually changed. You know, they continue to follow these policy directions that are being set by Pauline Hanson and the One Nation Party and drift further and further to the right of politics and further away from where most Australians are at. The majority of Australians continue to support taking serious action on climate change. But we know that the Liberal and National parties are so terrified by the growth of One Nation that they're copying their policies. That's what's driven a range of policy decisions from the coalition over the last few months, and it appears that's going to continue under Angus Taylor.
With environmental laws here in Australia, what changes will we see from today? Will Australians notice any immediate difference?
These changes will take some time to sort of be reflected on the ground, but it's a good thing that we've already begun to implement some of the reforms that we passed last year. The provisions that change that commence today, Sally, are the second batch of provisions under those reforms that have started. But you can already see changes beginning in the form of the first set of changes, which included restrictions on land clearing. I was in central Queensland earlier this week with cattle producers explaining the impact of those changes, what it means they can and can't do. It will change and restrict the land clearing that we've seen in previous years go completely unregulated. Now that sort of clearing will require federal environmental approval in a way that it hasn't needed in the past. And the changes that commence today will start making a difference as well.
Minister, just finally on a separate issue, your former employment and workplace minister who appointed the CFMEU administrator, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen is under pressure, including from some in her own ranks, to call a royal commission into the alleged criminal conduct on the state's big build projects. Given figures such as $15 billion in losses have been in the headlines, do you think a royal commission or equivalent should take place?
Well, that's obviously a decision for the Victorian government to make because the calls have been for a state-based Royal Commission. From a federal government's position, we similarly faced calls to do that. We decided that it wasn't necessary to have a Royal Commission in addition to all of those that have been held in previous years. What we decided was that we needed to take firm action by appointing an administrator, and that is bearing fruit. The administrator has now sacked and got rid of dozens of former officials from the disgraced regime that ran the union previously. He's made referrals to the police and those matters will be investigated, and we are starting to see some change in that union, which is a good thing.
Murray Watt, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Sally.